some time ago, it actually wasn't that long ago, but I turned to in the Bible, John 19:11, and it was where Pilate is saying to Jesus, this is right before the crucifixion, don't you know that I have the power to crucify you or to release you? Don't you get that? And Jesus replied with such poise and courage and dominion to Pilate and that question. Jesus said, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Now at that time, that verse just jumped out of the page at me, because I had believed that there were perhaps people and circumstances that had a power over me. And I realized in reading this how wrong that was. Perhaps I was believing in malpractice, that someone could think bad things and somehow that could affect me. Here Jesus is saying, no one has this power unless it be given to them by God. And of course we have a good God. So I began to think, well, how does that work? Well, perhaps you have a boss, and somehow this boss has power over you, or some domineering relative that has power over you, or the United States government with all its rules and regulations, and that has power over you, or a doctor's verdict, and that has power over you. Now, Mrs. Eddy says, air comes to you for life, and you give it all the life it has. So in these instances, when you accept that this power, that there is some other power that can control you, dominate you, boss you, you are giving it that power, because the only power there is the power of God. So I began to work with that thought and to relate it and to line myself up with God and to realize no one had any power over me unless it came from God. And I did not have to fear it or think that it had any control whatsoever. And as I did that, those circumstances truly disappeared and faded out of my life. I began to realize the dominion is from within. I am so grateful for our Bible, for Christ Jesus, for these statements that are so powerful, that are alive today, just as much as they were then. I'm so grateful for all that I'm learning here, for dear Mrs. Eddy giving us our textbook. So grateful to be here tonight, and thank you again for those readings.